Our state fair is a great state fair. Don't miss it, don't even be late. Boom, 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 it's dollars to donuts that our state fair is the best state fair in our state.
Our state fair is a great state fair. Don't miss it, don't even be late. Dollars to donuts that our state fair is the best state fair in our state.
Our state fair is a great state fair. Don't miss it, don't even be late. It's dollars to donuts that our state fair is the best state fair in our state.
Welcome to Flavor Living Radio. This is Bryant. Welcome. Here we are in August. Back on the show. We have a great show we hope you like. We hope you like our show. Today, we have a guest. Her name is Arlette Hollister. She is the superintendent for the, I didn't know if you guys knew from the opening of our song, we're talking about the Iowa State Fair. There's been a lot going on with the politics, the campaign, and food. Great food. Food on a stick. And Flavor Living had to go there. You know, we had to go here from Hampton Roads. We had to find out what's going on there in Iowa. That's been going on for many years. It's one of the largest state fairs in the U.S. 450 acres. It's an 11-day event. Almost more than 1 million people in 11 days. That's a lot of people in Des Moines, Iowa. So, listen, we wanted to find out more about this craze every year about the food on the stick. So, we had to kind of tune in and find out. Here's some news, some scoop about the food on the stick in Iowa. You know, we had to get our show going, and we hope you like. Here we go.
Attracting over 1 million people each year, the Iowa State Fair is one of the largest in the country. The people of Iowa come out to celebrate the state's agriculture in some pretty creative ways. One of the longest standing traditions is the butter cow. How many pounds of butter are in that cow?
There's approximately 600 pounds of butter in the butter cow.
How do they make it?
Well, they start with a frame, and then the sculptor, she just adds butter and gently molds it, and then she has some little carving tools that she uses to shape that cow, and it takes her about 10 days to do the whole thing.
What kind of food is the Iowa State Fair most famous for?
I would have to say it's all the foods that we have on a stick here at the fair. Hot dogs, to ice cream, to pickles. This year there is approximately 60 foods on a stick.
What is the most infamous food on a stick?
Well, last year one of our vendors came up with deep fried butter on a stick. It's really delicious. It sounds like it's not, but it really is very, very good. Kind of runs down your cheeks and your chin when you bite into it. You kind of leave your diets at home when you come to the Iowa State Fair.
Okay, so here it goes. The infamous deep fried butter on a stick. Whoa. See that? I will tell you what it tastes like with the icing and the batter and all that good stuff. It tastes just like a cinnamon bun. And I will tell you, the butter does make it better. But this isn't the only food on a stick here at the fair. Let's see what else I can find. This is a double bacon corn dog. First, you wrap the bacon around the dog, give it a little fry, then put it in bacon bit batter, fry it again. Now it's in my hand. Maple syrup glazed double bacon corn dog. Bacon is a really nice addition. The batter itself, it's a corn dog, right? So picture a nice like corn biscuit or a Johnny cake with your breakfast sausage and bacon. That's what I'm eating. Okay, so this is fried cheese on a stick. Yum. Lot of cheese in there. Deep fried Twinkie on a stick. That's just a whole lot of cake. Chocolate dipped s'more on a stick. And I needed a dessert too. Aha! Iowa pork on a stick. The stick is actually the bone. Oh, This is the most flavorful, perfect pork. No dryness, just rich, fatty, caramelized, delicious. You can't forget the deep-fried Snickers, critical component of the Iowa State Fair. Mmm! I believe it's melted chocolate caramel and peanuts, if I'm not mistaken. Do you got nougat?
Oh, yeah.
Fried pineapple on a stick. Mmm. I do like a hot pineapple. I gotta say, fried butter is still my favorite. Maybe I need some salad on a stick. Salad on a stick. Relatively easy to make, no cooking. Just assemble your favorite ingredients. I've got carrot, pepper, cucumber, tomato, mushroom, and of course, nice wedges of iceberg lettuce. There's a whole lot of vegetable right here. It holds the dressing really well. It's not gloopy, and by the end, anything I haven't had will just drip right off.
Welcome back here on The Flavor. Did you hear the different foods? I mean, I like butter. To be honest with you, I really like butter. I like to cook with, as far as popcorn, as far as stir-fried, everything, butter, butter, butter. So deep-fried butter on a stick, that would be me. That's me. That is me all day, you know. And you can imagine just the variety they have there every year, because each year they have different foods. I remember, I think I was looking at, they had a strawberry on a stick, peanut butter and jelly sandwich on a stick. So, you know, they got a lot of different things going on. Listen, we got a chance to catch up with the superintendent of the foods. Anytime you have a cooking contest, and they have lots of great cooking contests there, Arlette Hollister, I was mentioning her name earlier, she is in charge of the contest, the different cakes and canning that come in. She's in charge of hiring a team. She has a team of helpers, judges, writers, and we got a chance to interview Arlette. And here's our interview. We wanted to, you know, kind of let you listen and see what you guys think about it. Here is Arlette.
So let's do some word association. Toast.
Butter.
Stick.
Butter.
Yellow.
Butter.
Cow.
Butter!
From the 100th anniversary of the butter cow to food on a stick, entertainment to rides, animals to contests, nothing compares to the Iowa State Fair.
Oh, excuse me. I keep thinking about butter. So let's try this again. We're going to talk to Arlette Hollister. And we're gonna do this again without the butter interrupting us here on our show. I keep thinking about butter. Okay, here's our interview.
How are you doing?
Good. It's cool here. That's one nice thing.
Yes, I mean you're right there in Iowa. It's pretty. The humidity is a little lower. Huh?
Yes, and it's cool today. It's a beautiful day.
Wow, so how's it going there? As far as the Iowa State Fair, all the politicians, you'll be reading in the news, all the politicians stating their who they are and eating great food, you know, food on the stick,
that's
mind,
right.
Mind you. Come on.
And pork tenderloins and we're good.
So listen, I want to dive in. I kind of want to work, dive in and for the interview and kind of, how did you start becoming a superintendent for the Iowa State Fair? And this is, ladies and gentlemen, this is one of the largest fairs in the United States, over 430 acres, a million people in 11 days, right?
That's right. And they say we'll be higher this year. The weather has been nice, and of course we have the politicians, and then we have good contests for people to enter or things to just sit and enjoy.
How did you start to become a superintendent? You have been a superintendent now for
30 years.
Did you hear that, everybody? 30 years. That means you've seen many. You've seen many presidents
oh, yes,
come through there.
Right. Yes, we have. And they do bring in the crowds, so we always have good crowds.
Yes.
People really enjoy the fair.
So how did you get for the job?
Well, my husband and a friend of his happened to be talking to the head of the pantry department, and 30 years ago, and he said we need a new food superintendent. So Grant and Harold said they knew just who to call, and so a lady, I was working in a fabric store, and a lady came in and said, I hear you're the new food superintendent, and so I went out. She said, you better go out and talk to him, and I said, yeah, I think I better. And so I went out and talked to him, and he said, well, would you like to do it? And I said, well, I just want you to know that I'm not a food connoisseur. The only D I ever got in college was in home ec, and so I said, I'm certainly not, but I said, I would like to organize it. That would be great. So that's what I did.
Now,
and then the lady that I replaced was supposed to be there through the fair, and her husband was transferred, and so in June I found out I was in charge.
Now, organizer, that means for the last 30 years, because I was reading that there was, when you started, there was only 25 divisions.
Right. When I started, we were only getting, what was it, $6,000. And now we're up to 77, and we have 128 divisions, and 86 classes. And your class, the division is like the big thing, like the cakes or pies or breads or whatever.
Okay.
And then classes are the things that are decent, the chocolate cake or white cake or...
Like pound cake.
So we have grown, but I still attribute a lot of it to my helpers. I'll tell you, they're good. They know just what to do, and I don't need to check on them. It's just I know it's done.
Now, how many helpers do
Well, I have about 50.
50. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are they
part-time? Pardon?
Do they know each other throughout the year?
Oh, yes. We call it a family because we've been together, some of us, 30 years, and others just come in every year. There's a few new ones.
I can imagine. I mean, as a helper, they help with as far as the napkins, the plates, removing mess.
I have a table up in the front of the building. We have a brand new building. Daddy Elwell built a brand new building, and we have all new, some refrigerated and regular cases. And people check in there, and then I have a lady that works with the refrigerator, so anything that needs to be refrigerated, she takes care of, pulls it out on the day that it's being judged. And that's Mary Lou. And then I have a group that organizes the food. And so then they roll it on tables into where the judges are. I had four, we had four judging areas going on from 9 to 4 every day.
Wow.
And so they roll the food in, the judges judge it, and then the food that is not placed, shelter services comes twice a day and picks up the food and takes it downtown where they feed the homeless or people that need food,
mm-hmm.
and then the others get cut, the little sections get cut, and I'll put in the cases. And we had dealers' bacon desserts, and we had 56 entries, which was a lot. We had five tables full of bread that we judged. It has grown and grown.
You know, you should have ran for office, you know, Arlen. You should, because all you have to do is go, I'm here with the Iowa State Food. You wouldn't have to say a speech or anything. Everybody would vote for you.
No, I don't think so.
Yes, I heard that you were the grand marshal of the parade last
year. Yes, I was, and that was a whole new experience. I've never done that, and I've never been able to go because I've always been
busy.
It was fun. It was something new, and it was fun. It was an honor, and I did appreciate it.
Well, I saw a picture in the newspaper, and and the television and everything, you know?
Well, Kyle Munson wrote an article, and he did a beautiful job with it. It was very good.
When you are becoming a judge, what are the criteria to become a judge at the Iowa State Fair?
They have to be qualified.
Okay.
And there's home ec teachers, and of course I can pull in teachers from Iowa State, and there's extension workers, and those are all very knowledgeable. And then with canning, the person that's going to judge the canning has to audit for a year with a judge who is knowledgeable about all the, because we follow the USDA credentials exactly to this. I mean, they've got to know what the altitude of their county is when they can. And then we have a gentleman from Iowa City or Crowville that comes in, and he brought in 200 jars of canned jellies and jams and, you know, it's great. And I asked a gentleman once, I said, why? Because we've seen more and more men doing this. And I said, why are you, why do you do this? And he said, well, he said, it's something we can do with my wife when we get home from work.
Yep.
Because it's something entirely different than what I do all day.
Yep.
He's a doctor.
Wow. He's like, hey, this is bonding and this is fun. And so, you know, it's a lot of stress.
It's just amazing. It's amazing. And I really thought entries would be down this year with the cost of food what it is, and then also eggs are so expensive. It hasn't affected us anyway.
I grew up in the Hawkeye State with the combine on every corner. Like a labyrinth plate of gold God made from soil and air and water. You go to bed at 9 o'clock and you're up again at 4. Mama's cooking breakfast and Daddy's giving chores. Way back home where the North folk roam with a spirit like no other. It's row after row of American gold. Mothers, sisters, fathers, and brothers. It's different in this country. It's peace and love and corn. Thank God that I'm from Iowa. Thank God that I was born. There's a half a million acres here, and the city's far away. Once I thought of leaving, but this is where I'll stay. 'Cause you don't find folks that love like this. You can't find folks this warm. Thank God that I'm from Iowa. Thank God that I was born. Trucks roll down dusty roads filled with golden tons. Like an old line from a movie, if you grow it, they will come. And reap the roads of sweat and toil before the winter's storm. Thank God that I'm from Iowa. Thank God that I was born. I was born.
Welcome back here on The Flavor. We are hoping you're enjoying the show. We have to go back to Harlot and hear more about the Iowa State Fairs, the cooking contest, and judges, and the contestants. We got to go back. We have to and hear more.
For the children and special needs.
equities, and I try to have more and more divisions for young people, because if we don't get them when they're young, the time is going to come when there won't be any, you know?
Yes. Yes. Well, Coach, I mean, I've noticed, you know, as far as the radio show, I'm interviewing young chefs, people who are starting to cook. Now, me being in Virginia and Hampton Roads, I could not enter into the Iowa State contest, correct? Right?
So you have to be a resident of Iowa.
Okay.
You know, and then we see these kids grow up, and they come in. I can remember when some of them come in when they were little, you know, 5, 6, 7 years old, and now they're coming in married and having with their kids, and it's just like old home week. It's a friendly competition. I've seen people compete against one another and offering one another different things for, you know, decorating, and then they'll sit with one another during the judging.
Wow.
So it's not a cutthroat thing.
Yeah. So that's rare. That's rare. That's rare to see the competition.
I don't want us to get that.
Yeah. So, and basically, the way you designed it and organized it, is that how it comes that way.
Yes, it does, and that's what I want to see, you know, and seeing improvements in different kinds of classes. We have quite a few vegan and healthy classes. There's nobody that is to enter who is professional. They have to all be amateur. I mean, they can't be earning their living from baking and cooking.
You learned. The question though, on some of the contests now, how about the sponsorship? I saw that there's over 100. How does the sponsorship work there?
So everything is sponsored by either corporate places or places in town or, you know, whatever that, like this dealer station. He gave $2,000 or $3,000 for first prize.
Wow.
I mean, and then there's just different. Spam is involved. Gold medal is involved. And then we have a lot of our local Midwest Living cookies, and then the machine shed pies. And we had, like last year we had 89 cakes, and this year we had 97. So it does add up.
Of some of the entries, like this one here, could you tell us on Flavor Living, like this one here called It's So Amazing?
Right, it's soy. So those are soy entries.
Ah, so that's for soy then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How about the impossible recipe?
Well, that's where you take Bisquick and you make desserts and all kinds of things. Using Bisquick, and they're sponsored by. This is sponsored by a fan. We have a lot of divisions that are sponsored in memory of someone.
Ah, respect. Understood. How about the North 40 pie?
Yes, and that's by a lady in Audubon who she sponsors the contest every year, and then every year she chooses a different pie.
Ah. $1 billion cookie.
So what?
A billion dollar
cookie, and that's sponsored by H&R Block.
Ah. And the mystery.
There's different kinds of classes.
It's incredible. This is only 5 of them, and they're like incredible.
Yeah, it is. It's good. We've got a good bunch here in Iowa.
Wow.
Very creative.
Well, listen, we had to have you on Flavor Living Radio just to share. Could you tell us a great story from that has happened in the time that you've been there?
Anything really outstanding that's happened? That cheesecake falling, and we were excited when we had some celebrities here that had been here and had helped, had judged.
Which one?
Well, we had Tony Snow was here. That was the highlight of my contest. We had Martha Stewart, and we had...
was she nice? Was she a nice judge, or was she strict?
Yes, she was. Very nice.
Okay.
And then we had, when the State Fair play, the New York production of the State Fair, we had Kathy Crosby here, who was Bing's wife, and she was very nice.
Oh.
So that's been kind of, that has been exciting. We had Barbara Grassley here participating. We've had Chris Branstad. And I talked to Governor Branstad the other day, and he said his 9-year-old granddaughter had won blue ribbon on a chocolate cake when she entered.
Oh, okay. Wow. Now, what other state fairs, like in, you know, Minnesota, do they call you for it? They have to call you for advice. They have to.
Sometimes, yes, they do sometimes.
You know.
But each state fair is different. I mean, each state fair is handled differently.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So we have a friendly bunch.
Olette Hollister, thank you for being on our show, and you were the Grand Marshal for the Iowa State Fair. That's huge.
Yes, it was. It was a wonderful experience.
Wow, I know you signed autographs and the whole thing. And...
Mm-hmm. It was fun, and it was a new experience for me. But it was great.
Wow.
Very well organized.
You're very well organized. You're the worst. You're responsible for making this happen.
Well, yes, but it's the helpers that carry it out.
Yes, 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 yes. Amen to
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they're the ones that
amen
do
that. Amen to that.
Do the work.
But I was thinking, I was reading that you were a teacher. So basically,
yes.
you were basically a gigantic. It was like a food fight.
I taught in Audubon, Iowa,
okay.
And English and speech. So. I loved it, and once you're a teacher, you're always a teacher.
Yes, yes. And this is proof right here. This is the proof.
Right.
Well, thank you for being on our show, and you have a great day.
Thank you.
And thank you very much.
Goodbye.
That was our show on The Flavor. Thanks for tuning in and hearing about what happens during the Iowa State Fair every year. Tune in next week to hear more from The Flavor. And listen, drive safe and eat well. And have a great week.
Pull that door shut quietly. Darling, what are you doing? We don't have time for this. I feel good all
Cooking, restaurants, and recipes with adventures too.